So I canceled eMusic yesterday morning. On a Friday night, I talked to Kim for a while in bed, where we have our conversations. Man, this is a weird way to start a post, but hey, you know, what better way to put that? If you can interpret that, I'll give you $100 of Kim's money, really. Anyhow, Kim and I had a long talk on Friday night about eMusic and stuff and analyzing the addictive qualities of it, and she had excellent points. And she also pointed out that if it was not such an addiction, would I be having so many protests about canceling my account? And she actually was surprised that I was having so many protests. And one of the main ones that I had is, again, I have all the lists of all the stuff that I've marked and all the great songs which I haven't downloaded. And I said, would it be wrong of me to just download all of the ones on my list, just the ones that I've listed, not the ones that I've just bookmarked, but like the specific songs that I've listed, and then just be done with it, because then I won't be missing anything. And she said, well, if you're an alcoholic, and you said, there are just a couple of beers, some great foreign beers that I have in the fridge, but I haven't tried them yet, would that be justified? I told her that was ridiculous, because music is not like alcohol, and yet, in my life, music is like alcohol, probably. Plus, at that time when I was talking to her about that, trying to protest, God suddenly gave me a vision of myself talking to him, you know, with him on the right and kind of music embodied on the left, and my saying, okay, God, hold on just a moment. Before I give you all of my attention, I just want to bow down and worship one more time over here. So give me just a second, just one more worship session. And when God showed that to me in my mind, I was like, oh, well, I guess that's more clear-cut specifically, and that exactly seals the point. So on a Saturday morning when I woke up, the first thing I did before starting my quiet time is I got on eMusic, and I did not suspend it for 30 or 60 or 90 days. I completely canceled it, along with all the bookmarks and all the marked songs that I have chosen. That I've chosen all these years. So, I'll now begin the withdrawal process. But I'm also looking forward to a transformation process, because if God is obviously showing me that this was a problem area in my life, I'm not going to hold back. I want to give it all to him. So I look forward to seeing what happens in the future. And I give it all to God. You know? We'll see what happens next in the exciting story of Kevin's life. Ta-ta-ta. Oh yeah, there's more going on later on this week, and we'll talk about that later. But that's all for now. Just a quick little update. 3.5 minutes instead of 33. But for those of you who actually watched the full 33, thanks for doing that. I appreciate that. I didn't really expect anyone to do it. I was mainly posting for myself, so thank you for doing that. And those that didn't, no worries. Don't worry about it. I still love you, just not as much as the people who actually listen to it. Bye-bye.